U.S. forces in Afghanistan say they have no new information on the whereabouts of Taliban leader Mohammed Omar. Some Afghan officials say Omar and more than 1,000 of his followers are trapped in the hills north of Kandahar. The Afghan government has sent envoys into the region to demand Omar's surrender. U.S. officials say they have no idea where Omar is. Finding top Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders is an example of the challenges being faced in the next phase of the war on terrorism. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
Each day brings new rumors about Mullah Omar. One Afghan government minister told a German television network last night that he's heard Omar is already in U.S. custody. But that came as news to the Pentagon, says one senior defense official, "We don't have a clue where he is, nor do we have a clue where Osama bin Laden might be." Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld has said many times that finding the top leaders is a U.S. priority. Yesterday, he sounded a little defensive about the fact that Omar and bin Laden remain at large.
One has to appreciate the difficulty of tracking down a single human being anywhere. Look at the difficulty the United States of America has tracking down the 10 most wanted criminals. There are people who have been on those lists for years and years and years. It's difficult to do.
And if it's hard to find fugitives in Afghanistan, now a friendly country, it could be even harder to track down terrorists in other countries. But that's the challenge. A senior intelligence official says the next phase of the war will require going after the Al-Qaeda network around the world, quote, one cell at a time, unquote. The official predicts the effort will largely involve covert operations such as commando raids. Secretary Rumsfeld hinted yesterday that the extent of additional military action outside Afghanistan will depend on whether other countries cooperate in the anti-terrorism efforts.
I suspect that what will take place in the period ahead is that countries will be visited with about the kinds of things we feel they could do to be helpful, and they'll be encouraged to be helpful. And I would suspect that most countries will be cooperative in trying to be helpful. To the extent countries are harboring terrorists and not being helpful, obviously then they're not being cooperative and we'll have to find different ways of dealing with it.
Rumsfeld has repeatedly said that the U.S. military action against the Taliban regime should be an example of what other uncooperative countries can expect. He wouldn't say which countries should be worried, though he did suggest that Somalia is being watched closely these days for signs of possible terrorist activity.
We know there have been training camps there and that they have been active over the years and that they, like most of them, go inactive when people get attentive to them.
In the past few weeks, military planners have been reviewing some possible targets in Somalia, but a senior defense official says the White House has yet to approve any action there. We're still gathering intelligence, he says. Much of that intelligence collection is being done in Afghanistan. U.S. investigators are currently interrogating more than 200 Taliban and Al-Qaeda prisoners there, and that process could be intensified soon. Rumsfeld said yesterday that some of those detainees will be transferred to the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba, while others could be moved to military bases here in the United States. In addition, U.S. forces in Afghanistan are going through abandoned documents, data, photographs, and anything else that might provide clues into what Al-Qaeda terrorist operatives might be planning. Earlier this week, U.S. Marines raided a former Taliban compound in search of evidence about Al-Qaeda plans or operations. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says such efforts are already paying off.
The information we have gotten has been very fruitful in many cases, and we think we have thwarted attacks, and it has led to, if not arrest, to surveillance of terrorist leadership, and that's been very, very useful, we think.
Myers would not elaborate, but another official says information found during one such search may have helped prevent a terrorist attack on a U.S. government facility in Singapore. The evidence gathered in Afghanistan, this official says, began a trail that led to activity in other countries and ultimately resulted in action being taken to disrupt an attack plan. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.